ESPN putting a potential deal for Russell Wilson out there. Dan Graziano speculating that the Steelers will re-sign Russell Wilson to a multi-year deal worth $100 million. So if you're wondering where I got that figure from the fine folks at ESPN, they referenced the Baker Mayfield contract in the piece, which is 3 years, $100 million with Tampa Bay. And there's even some thought that there'd be a little bit more thrown in for Russell Wilson. I say no thanks.
Donnie, can you humor me real quick? Can we just compare their stats, Wilson and Mayfield?
Oh, we can. I have Wilson's.
Would you like to do Wilson's first?
Wilson's 2024 season, age 36. Again, he'll be 37 by then. 2,482 yards, 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a completion percentage of 63.7. A rating of 95.6, QBR 51.4. So in a few spots here and there, you could say better than last season. But all in all, he was a better quarterback last season than he was this season. He had a lower QBR in 2023, but every other category, he had better numbers in 23 versus 24. Now, fair to point out, he played in 4 more games last season than he did this season. But 11 games, went 6-5, technically 6-6 with the playoff loss.
Baker Mayfield went 10-8 this year, division title. It is the NFC South, but a division title nonetheless. 71.4 completion percentage, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, albeit 16 interceptions, because you know what you're going to get with Baker Mayfield, somebody who's going to put up big numbers but also turn the ball over a lot. A QBR of 61.7 and a rating of 106.8. So you're telling me Russell Wilson would have had to average 337 yards and 4 touchdowns in the 6 games that he lost, or that he lost due to injury, to match Baker Mayfield. And you're saying that he's going to get Mayfield's same contract, or some people are suggesting that he could get that contract when Baker, when he signed the deal, was 28.
ESPN seems to think so. I think it's nuts. I don't know any team. I don't know a team. Now, you brought up the Jets or the Giants. But then I said, I don't think a team in their right mind would do this. I certainly wouldn't. I would just go much cheaper, much younger. Let Justin Fields get a full season. And if he's bad, he's bad, whatever. But at least it's a year where you are bad on the cheap again with a young quarterback. And I know that this past year was cheap, but why would you take what happened this season and the value price you got it at and then say to yourself, yeah, let's try to do that again, but pay this guy 30 plus million bucks? It doesn't make any sense. 412-928-9370. Chuck is in Munhall. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Chuck.
Good. Hey, listen, I kind of agree with you. I do like Russell Wilson to come back, but not for that price of the money. But here's my biggest take. What quarterback do you really think could do better with the receivers who don't want to catch the ball, who can't get open, and an offensive line that can't open up a hole for the running game or hole anybody? I don't see what quarterback would have done better than Russell Wilson in that case, because Justin Fields definitely ain't going to be able to get away from pressure too much, he'll get tired.
Well, I don't know about fatigue being the reason why Justin Fields can't get away from pressure. I just think the part of the game that he lacks would get him into trouble with pressure. But the one thing about him that you can put above almost any other quarterback in the league is what he can do on the ground, what he can do with his legs. He lacks in plenty other spots when it comes to being a good quarterback. But he could get away from things when it breaks down due to his legs. The Steelers' run game was also noticeably better with Justin Fields at the helm, because you threw in that wrinkle to the defense that, hey, it may not just be Najee Harris getting the football. It's not just going to be the same guy getting the football every time. 412-928-9370. Jeff is in Wexford. What's up, Jeff?
Yes, I fully agree we should keep Fields. Let him run the table next year. They've got to respect the run. And we did a weak job this year at the coaching spot, especially the O coordinator. We did not get Fields in the game, the fastest player on the team. We become very predictable. They know Russ can't get out of the pocket like a Baker Mayfield or like Fields. He gets trapped in there a little bit, and they sack him. Our O-line is subpar. I bet if we did some research on the three and outs, we probably led the league. We have a subpar punter. We can't punt 50 yards. And I'm just kind of watching the games that happened this weekend and comparing us and the coaches and the teams, and we're subpar. We don't have a coach that has emotion. Anybody that's played the game of football, your head coach loses his cool. He loses his cool when people jog their routes. He loses his cool when people don't know we're doing a two-minute drill and they're spinning the football instead of running it to the middle of the field or handing it to the ref. We have a team that does what they want. And our defense, I think it's a bad assessment to say that they're weak, because they play the majority of every single game. They play 75% of the time. And when we played against Baltimore in the first half, they were gassed.
And Jeff, it was especially true in that final four-game stretch. The Steelers had a very good time of possession for, I would say, the first two-thirds or three-quarters of the season. And then they ran into that gauntlet down the final month or so of the season, and that completely flipped. They barely had the football. Think of that last game against Cincinnati, a team whose defense was one of the worst in the league, with a coordinator that got fired the moment after their season ended, or the morning after their season ended. The Steelers had the football for 22 minutes of a 60-minute game. Their idea, their plan going into that game was taking the football out of Joe Burrow's hands. Joe Burrow and the Bengals had the football for 38 minutes. What's up?
Adam Schefter is reporting that the Chicago Bears are finalizing a deal to hire Ben Johnson as their next head coach.
Ooh.
So I know we talked about the potential Tomlin deal, but that's now obviously, it's redundant, but yeah, it's officially off the table, and Ben Johnson leaves the Detroit Lions for Caleb Williams and the Detroit Lions.
That is a pretty exciting combo.
Which also, surprisingly, leaves the door open for Mike McCarthy to, I don't know.
Bring him home, baby.
Sit on the couch for a year. Let him come back as a OC whenever Artie Smith gets hired as the head coach of the Jets and they further fall into a pit of despair and misery.
It also is fair to point out that was one of the jobs that Arthur Smith interviewed for. And the only way that Arthur Smith is not back next season is if he would get one of these head coaching jobs. So I think that only leaves the Jets. There might have been another one on that list. Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams is a pretty fun combo, though. I mean, the Bears have screwed things up before, don't get me wrong, but it's a fun little quarterback and coach tandem.
I feel bad for the Lions. They had it.
What's your...
This was their year. This was the one.
It is going to be tough because they're probably... Well, I can't say probably, but there's a fair chance they also lose Aaron Glenn, their DC. And things just crumbled in that game when you got down to the quarterback play. It all comes back to that. Jared Goff had a blow-up game, and Jaden Daniels was on point.
To your point earlier this morning, Ian Rappaport said that Aaron Glenn is set for an in-person second interview with the Jets. And apparently, I think it was, what's his name, Jordan Schultz?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. If no deal is reached, he'll meet with the Saints for an in-person interview on Wednesday. This is Aaron Glenn. So they may lose both offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
To your point.
You could lose both your offensive and defensive coordinator. And you now, they did deal with a lot of injuries on the defensive side, which was pretty rough. I mean, they lose their best defensive player, one that I think is one of the best defensive players in the league.
If not the best.
Aiden Hutchinson. I'm going to be sour until next season about that, because the moment I have a guy set to win defensive player of the year, season-ending injury,
I was like,
he's done.
It was like me when we predicted the MLB awards, and I said Spencer Strider was going to win the NL Cy Young, and because in the clip I say he will stay healthy and he will win. What, 3 weeks later he blows out his elbow?
Yeah, it didn't take long. It was like a couple of starts, a couple of weeks into the season. You'll get to redeem yourself in a few months, Charlie. I'm sure that we'll have another show right before MLB opening day.
I will not pick Paul Skeens, because if I pick him and he blows out his elbow, I will be the ire of Pirates fans everywhere.
You got to pick somebody you just do not like. Is that why you picked Strider?
No, I like Strider.
Mets fan.
No. You know what? Give the Cy Young to the entire Dodgers starting rotation. Oh. Every single one of them.
We'll talk about them